If you are trying to grow anything in your life, regardless if it's in your business, in relationships, in your finances, in your spiritual growth, we are going to be talking about five lessons that I have learned that I think will take you a long way in understanding if you are even on the right track. I got these keys by going through podcasting for one full year. We're going to talk about it today, and I think it's going to be something that can really enhance your life and your development. I'll see you on the inside. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have the desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, it's your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances, where we are talking to women all over the world about those three things so that we can be our best selves while we are on this side of heaven. I am so excited to be doing this particular podcast because it marks the 1 year anniversary. You guys have been doing this thing for a year. 1 year. I think this is around the episode 150. I am so incredibly excited to be still doing this. This is something that I decided I was going to put my foot to the plow to, and I was just going to keep going. And throughout, when I started reflecting the other day about what I have gotten from this, I realized that the lessons that I have gotten are great life lessons, and I really can take the lessons that I've learned after this 1 year and apply them to many areas of my life. So I'm encouraging you to think about it that way as well. When I also thought about it, I saw that it didn't matter what I was trying to do, right? That if I take this methodology, these five keys, I can put it in any area of my life. You guys know, if I've said, and if you've been with me for any length of time, that I swim. And there'll be days I can't swim, days I can swim, but I am trying to get back up to my 80 laps, 80. I'm trying to get up to 80 laps again. And when my body is not feeling great, I can't do that many because I can, but I always know that there's a cost to pay. So what I'm thinking about now, as I'm getting back into the water, getting back close to that 80, is that if I really follow these steps, I can still be successful. If I'm looking at this as far as a relationship is concerned, I can still be successful. If I look at this as far as trying to start my business or build my tribe, build those to know, like, and trust me so that I can perhaps, do another group or do another, mastermind or whatever the case may be, it will work. It will work. I don't care if you're using it to raise kids, it will work. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. I know I started off already going in, but I do want to thank those of you who've been with me for as long as you have been. Even if it is your first one, I appreciate you. I appreciate you for being here. And I think that there's something that I can say to you today that will be a blessing to your spirit. So the first thing I learned, we're talking about, lessons that I have learned that I think will be great life lessons that I got really through podcasting as I went back and reflected on this. And the first thing it was, number one, was not to focus on the numbers. And I want to say that a little bit differently, especially if podcasting isn't your thing and you're looking to do something else. Don't focus on the outcome, right? So when I first got started with podcasting a year ago, I was obsessed with the numbers. I was obsessed with the metrics, the numbers, really, how many people downloaded, where they're downloading from. And I love to look at where people are downloading. But I got overly obsessed with the numbers because when I began to focus on the numbers, I was making decisions based on that. I would, you should go back and scan through the cover art that I had for the first year. You should go back and scan through the title that I had for the first year. You should go back and scan, like, just the different changes that I did over these first around 150 episodes. And it was really trying to, like, dial something in. And while I'm not upset about doing those different things, because I think that that's part of who I am as well, just like, I move too fast. I move too fast a lot of the time. And that's why I think God has me in this season of sitting still, but I digress, is that I move too fast. So I am learning to just sit with something, right? Give something enough time to be able to say that the amount of time you've given it is evidence that that doesn't work, right? And so one of the things that I had to do was not be obsessed with the outcome, not be obsessed with the numbers, because if I'm really trying to be honest, I'm trying to expand my reach with the voice that God has given me, right? And if that is in fact the case, and if this is in fact something that is divinely appointed from God, then worrying about the outcome is not my job in the first place. That might set somebody free right there. That's not what it is. And I have not gotten word that stopping is the case, because sometimes what it becomes challenging is that you go down a particular pathway in whatever it is, a relationship, a business, a job, whatever it may be, a spiritual journey, and you feel like you need to stop doing it that particular way or make a change based on whatever the circumstances are. And the reality is we can't get the time back, right? Even though God is a redeemer of time, we feel oftentimes, you know, I spent 10 years doing that. I spent all this time, this energy, this money, going to these conferences, doing these different things, you know, getting all these resources to gain more knowledge, but then I've wasted time. Again, God is a redeemer of time, and I want to say that it is in my belief that as long as we are learning, we are putting something in us that God can use later. I just believe that. I believe that it's not wasted. Now, as you get older, you can tend to think that, you know, I've wasted time. And watch this. It is a waste of time if it's not something that God wanted us to do in the first place. I said it. I'm not taking it back, right? Like, I've been in those things, but God didn't really tell you to do that in the first place. So that might be a waste of time, even though you can still utilize some of that information. So one of the things is, as you go through life, as you are doing what you're doing, as you are walking in His obedience, do not focus on the outcome. Focus on the obedience. This is what He said, do. I promise you, there are going to be things that you're going to look back on. I promise you. As a matter of fact, God is speaking this to me right now. If you have a podcast, if you have an event, if you're speaking life into someone, I want you to reflect back on the last year, and I want you to find five lessons that you have learned that really can, that really help to propel you. And I want you to put that out to your people. Five lessons that you've learned. I don't care if you got it from the podcast. This is not a new concept. I want you to do it because God is always teaching. And if you are learning something through what He's doing, share it with the people that are supposed to be following you. If it's a relationship, share it in your relationship. If it's with your children, share it with your children. If it's at a job, share it, because and have people that are connected to you go through the exercise with you. Over the last year, what have you learned? What have you gotten? What have you seen? What do you want to do differently, right? Because I think that will encourage you. That was really off the cuff. It was just dropped in my spirit, and I wanted to say that. So that was number one. Number two is, you won't always know what to do, and that is okay. That can be challenging. It can be challenging, especially if you're the type of person who might have some control. I won't say issues, but you like to be in control. Like, you don't have to be a control freak or, you know, have control issues that like to be in control. Just like to be in control. That's just what it is, right? You know if you're overboard or not, right? So you might not always know all the right things to do. Like, if you're starting a podcast, if you're starting a business, if you're starting, you know, trying to do videos somewhere, if you're starting to just put yourself out there, you might not know what to do, but you know what, you got to do it anyway. It's okay. If we all knew what to do, exactly what to do from the beginning, we would already be doing it. There are so many people who have started businesses that was absolutely not what they ended up, it ended up being not what they started it with. Right? You're like, I never thought I'd be over here. I never thought I'd be doing this. I never thought I'd love to do this. But that's the beauty of starting. And sometimes we take a look at the unknown, and we look at it from a critical lens that can sometimes hamper us from getting started because of the unknown, because we don't know everything to do. One of the things I do thank God about, it's a blessing and a curse, the internet, is that you can Google anything, right? You want to start to learn how to do something, Google it. There are so many resources out there, especially on, as I always say, YouTube University. There are so many other platforms that offer free classes, free training, free whatever, for you to learn something. You search the top 10 of whatever it is you want to learn, right? If you want to read about relationships, top 10 relationship books, like just keep going. And you don't have to know where to start, but you have to get started, because I do believe that there is always someone who was supposed to hear from us, supposed to hear something from us. And again, it might not be new. It just might be new coming from you, because you said it in a way that you resonated with a person, they connected with you in a way that what you said matters. I can't tell you how many times I've been, I'm an educator, but been in situations where I've had people tell me, I've been telling them this for this long, but sometimes it just takes a different person to say the same exact thing. And for people to finally get it. So you don't know where you are in that spectrum. You don't know if you're the first or the last. You don't know if you're in the middle. But if we do our job, if we just get started, if we, without always knowing all the parts of it, I think God can bless it. I know that He can. So that was the second lesson that I got. You don't always know what to do, and that's okay. Because I didn't know what to do. And in some parts, there's parts that I still don't know what to do, and that's okay, because I'm going to keep on going. Number three, the third thing I learned is pivoting is okay. And the reason why I learned pivoting sometimes can be very, very challenging, because sometimes we take it as an indictment that we made a mistake from the beginning. Like we have to pivot. And so we say, I made a mistake. And that does not always equal. Pivoting is necessary. It is absolutely, positively, beyond a shadow of a doubt, necessary in this game of life. It is absolutely necessary. And sometimes what we'd have to do is we just have to have a mind shift on how we look at what pivoting means to us in the first place. If you look at pivoting as anything that has to do with something negative, I'm going to tell you right here, right now, the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. He wants to use anything he can to stop you from the path that you're supposed to be on. And sometimes it could be a slight pivot that makes all the difference in the world. Think about that. Sometimes it's just slight. Sometimes it's a new platform. Sometimes it's saying something different in a relationship. Sometimes it's making a slightly different position. I remember my pastor was talking about, sometimes it took, especially if you're playing sports of any kind, just doing something different. I'll give you my personal example. You know, for those of you know, I do abstract art on pretty large canvases, right? And I self-taught. And, you know, a lot of things I do are self-taught, but I digress. And when I look at little canvases, they scare me, because I'm like, I started on big canvases. I don't even know what to do on these little things. And so I had been wanting to take some classes, and I finally found one, because I can't, where I'm at right now, I don't want to paint on larger canvases, because you just need a lot of space for that. And so I said, but there are some techniques that I can use that perhaps doing something slight, learning something slight, can just propel the artwork that I'm producing. And so I'm taking a class, and I am so incredibly excited about it. I'm not afraid to pivot. I'm not afraid to learn something new, or to say, you know what, I'm glad that I decided and I desired to make a small pivot. And sometimes you won't know. Well, matter of fact, I could probably say almost all the time, pivots are unknown till you get to the point where you need to pivot. That might set somebody free right there. You don't always know. You're going along and you're like, something is not right. Something is not good. I remember this is going to come up in number four. So I'll say number four really quickly, and then I'm going to come back to number three. So number three is pivoting okay. And number four is sometimes a little less is more. So When I decided to, I was doing podcasts 3 days a week, and I decided at one point, I was like, you know what? I really want to go down to two, because I just felt like it wasn't serving me well anymore. I don't know if it was necessary. As the podcast grow, I will maybe make a decision to do something different at that time. But when you're a one woman or one man band, sometimes doing a little bit less can have a tremendous impact to your growth. A tremendous. Doing less is more. It sounds counterintuitive, but it actually can work. Doing a little less is more. Sometimes we think, for example, we should be, you know, we're trying to hustle and do some things, and so we should never take a day off. Well, and I know, I think it was Michael Jordan that said greatness doesn't take a day off. It probably wasn't him, but he just came to mind as a person that I think said that. But at any rate, if God took a Sabbath and he's telling us to take some time off, taking that time off can actually help you. Rest in your mind, rest in your body, rest in your spirit is a necessary component. God is the controller of time. And so I don't always have to think, and we don't always have to think that we just have to keep going hard in the paint, because it will wear on you in some way. Watch this. Pivoting and doing less is more. It's your story. That's your story. That's your start. It doesn't matter if someone could do something pretty smoothly, you know, from start to finish, and you had to make some shifts and some pivot, and you had to decide to do less because you had to, you know, something in your life was happening, and you just need to do less for yourself because it was wearing on you. That's your story. And that's okay. There are so many people that are on the internet that when they're selling products or services, it's always about speed. And I get that, because I want things to be about speed as well. In some respects, speed can be a detriment to you, because sometimes time just takes time. That might help somebody right there. Time just takes time, right? And sometimes in order to get things deep in your spirit, it just has to take time in order for you to be at your best and to do what it is you need to do. We don't always want to believe that, but that's what it is. If we want to take a look at the majority of the people who may be ahead of us in whatever area, whatever respect, whether it's, you know, drawing, whether it's, I was talking about swimming, whether it's, you know, exercising, whether it's relationships, it doesn't matter. If you're looking at someone, or you're looking at something that you, a place that you aspire to be, it took them time too. But then they can help you cut out time, but it's still going to take some amount of time, especially when you juxtapose that against what's happening in your life. Someone that doesn't have any children or has an empty nest may have way more time than someone with two little ones. That's just a fact of life, right? And so we should not judge ourselves and our commitment to something based on our need to pivot or our need to do less in order to have more. I'm telling you, if sometimes I just feel like I just need to tell some people to slow down, just slow it down. It's never easy, but it's always necessary. Sometimes, and you know what? I was talking to a friend, and he was like, well, I'm just barely in my early 30s. I can keep going. I said, go ahead. You're a young whippersnapper. Go ahead. I said, but at some point, you'll have to slow down because you'll just be tired of it. You just don't want to do it like that no more. You want to do things that are a lot easier and that are more pleasing to your side. I want to make sure that as I get past halftime in my life, that I am doing things that make my soul feel good. Right now, podcasting still does that, because I believe that there's something that God is trying to do, something that's going to come out of it, and that God wants me to do. So I'm going to keep doing it. What that is, have no idea right now, but I do believe in what he's telling me to do and how he's telling me to do it. And number five that I've learned, before I say that, let me recap. Number one, I said, don't focus on the outcome or the numbers. Just be obedient to what God is telling you. Number two, you won't always know what to do, and that is absolutely positively okay. Number three, pivoting is absolutely positively okay, because it is your story and it is your start, or it is your next. It's yours, not anybody else's, not even the people. If you're listening to someone trying to teach you something, it's not even theirs. It's yours. And you have a story and a testimony with how you had to do what you had to do. And that is very, very important. Number four was sometimes a little less is absolutely more. And at the end of the day, number five is you got to trust God. Like, that should go without saying, but I know that, you know, and I will say this in many previous years for myself, it is a challenge sometimes with people who have type A personalities, or people who are, you like to be in control, or people who are go-getters, hustlers, you know, you make things happen, to recognize if it's you or if it's God. I know that is the truth. You can sometimes look back and say, well, really, was that God? Because I'm just a hard worker, or I finish what I start, or I make things happen. Like, how can you tell the difference between you and God? The really, to me, that happens when you have not tried to plan the future. My God in heaven, you are just going out there trying to do what you're supposed to do, which is what I learned through podcasts. I'm not trying to be concerned about what God may do through it. I'm just trying to busy myself with what I'm supposed to do, right? I don't always have great podcasts, in my opinion. Sometimes I feel like they fall flat. Sometimes some that I'm thinking like, why was that one popular? And you know what I learned? Don't even worry about it. Just go out and do what you're supposed to do. Just get the reps in. Do the reps. Do the rep. Do what you're supposed to do. I'm telling you, if nobody else is watching, the Father is watching. I hope that there was something that I said today that was a blessing to your spirit, that is going to help you in your walk, both in your personal life, your business life, your financial life, you know, everything that it is that you're trying to do, and that there was something that you can take today, something that you can create, something that you can start doing, something that you can hold on to help you get to your next. I am praying for you, my family. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.